Okay, Parshas Vayetze. V'hine Hashem nitzav alav v'yom ani Hashem elokei Avraham avicha elokei Yitzchak ha'aretz asher ata shochev aleha lecha etnenu lezerecha. So this is by the ladder, that Hashem is above the ladder, and he says, I am Hashem, God of Avraham, Yitzchak, and the land which you're lying on, I've given it to you. Rashi says, what is the nitzav alav? To guard Yaakov Avinu. Didn't Yaakov send malachim, angels, with Yaakov to watch him? The psukim when he was leaving, as I am with you, and I will guard you in everywhere where you go. Before you go out to Golis, I will guard you. So why does Hashem have to give an extra shmir to Yaakov Avinu that the malachim that he sent to watch him are not around? Where they go? Why is Hashem watching? Bagam she'efshar shmarticha delekaman shmir al aderech. The kan shmir lo to alayla. Perhaps one can answer that the shmir that was talking about before, that when you go before your journey, that's talking about the shmira on the way. But the shmir that I'm talking about is for that night. In any event, we can give that answer. But why were there two shmiras? Why do you need two shmirot? The shmir on the derech and the shmir of that night. Okay? The efshar. There's one opinion. The malachim on the ladders, they're going up and down. Who were they? They were the malachim of all the different nations. And one nation was going up and one was going down. And they were having war, like a world war. One was going up and one was getting right. Japan is up and America is down. Russia is up and Japan's down. And they're having a war. When there was a fight, when there was a war between the different angels of the different nations, this one is going up and throwing the other one, and this one's going down and being thrown down by the other one, like a world war. History shows whenever there's a world war, whenever there's nations fighting, the Jews always get the brunt of it somehow. World War I, World War II, we're always getting the brunt of it. And therefore, the malachim are all in the earth, and according to this opinion, according to the Medrash, it means that the malachim are having war with each other. That we need an added shmira. It's not enough just to have shmira for the malachim. Ki b'malach ne'emar ki lo yisa l'pesha'echa. That by the malach, that you can mess up with the shmira of the malach. He's not gonna take your sins. If you sin, the malach will leave you. But in times of war, when the nations are at war, and Am Yisrael is in, therefore Am Yisrael is in deep trouble, who is Baruch Rachamim Rabim? Who? We need Hashem to give Shemira on us, because Hashem has Rachamim Rabim. Even with the sins, He's going to take the sins. Amalach, Am Yisrael sins, I was told to leave. Hashem has great Rachamim. V'amar la Hashem ani Elokei Avraham Avicha. And that's why when Hashem came to him, he says, "Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham." Why does Hashem introduce him as the God of Avraham and the God of Yitzchak? Why does He introduce him as the God of Avraham and the God of Yitzchak? Because even if you don't have schut, and even if you're so full of sins, yeah, at least of your fathers, and you can't even say anymore, "Anochi Hashem Elokecha." I'm not even your God anymore. But I am the God of your forefathers, and for that I'm going to save you. Hashem is still being shomer. So in the time when the malachim are over the yordim, i.e. that there's war between nations, Hashem will have great, and we need great racham and shemayim. Meaning it's not enough to have a malach, because a malach will leave us if we're sinning. He'll say, you don't deserve this shmira. But Hashem won't leave us. Not because of our great deeds. Maybe we may be doing the worst sins. But because he's Elokei Avraham, he made a promise to Avraham, he made a promise to him, he's not going to leave their children. V'hinei kan matchila kasuv ani Hashem. Here at the beginning, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Yitzchak. Ve'achar kach, but later on in the parsha, it says Anochi Imcha, I will be with you. One's Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham, that Ani Hashem, I will be with you, and one's Anochi Imcha, I will be with you. What's the difference in Ani and Anochi?
Anochi is like
so let's see. Kechilik ben ani l'anochi hu achaf. The only difference between ani and anochi is that you have one extra chaf. Ani is without the chaf. Anochi is with the chaf. This is Gemara Shabbos. This is the Gemara Shabbos. One of my favorite Gemaras. Anochi. When a sense says anochi, Hashem Kecha, it's no chikon. Ana nafshoi ksavis yahavis. That my soul is engraved and given over to you. Ana nafshoi ksavis yahavis. I'm giving my soul. Nimza shani ubalok ksivas. Dani is without the engraving, without the writing. We'll have to see what this means. With the writing, without the writing. Ki achilik ben aksav la dibor. Hu shema shenichtav nishar kam acha sha'asa pu'ula. After the action is gone, when you write something down, it's always written there. But when you talk about something, it's gone. The words are gone. The words are forgotten almost. Once in a while we have a little remembrance, but it's remembered. Let's say if I really want to get a message across, Torah Yud has to be stronger. Now if I want to take it one step stronger, so I make a sign saying, Torah Yud, feel the responsibility, you know, be responsible, whatever it is. Then you're writing, it's always in front of them. Whereas not in writing, it's a fleeting moment. Whether you heard it, you didn't hear it, remember it, not hear it, it's a fleeting moment. That's pshat. When Hashem says, not the way I am written, am I said? Meaning Hashem is written Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? But I'm not called. No one pronounces Yud Kei Vav Kei. We're not allowed to pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei. What are we saying? We're saying the shame Adnos Ado, right? Why? Meaning that, yeah, there's a certain distance from Hashem. We're not even allowed to. We're allowed to write it down. We're not allowed to say it. We're based on Migdash Omer Akoin Kiksivaso. However, in the base on Migdash, the Kohen said his name Kiksivaso. With the Yud Kei Vav Kei, because Hashem's Ksav is much stronger than the word of Hashem. Meaning, a Kohen Gadol is allowed to say the Yud Kei Vav Kei. What? Just the Kohen. Just the Kohen. The Migdash, he said the actual shame Yud Kei Vav Kei. Because in the Beis HaMikdash it was the real place, and you had the Kohanim, and therefore you could use the name of that lasts forever because it never gets erased. However, because when a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash would say the Shem Hashem, oh boy, that was like the writing, it lasted, therefore you had the right to say the Yud Kei Vav Kei. But Shayenkin Ata now, Shayna Dibur Bechines Ksiva, Yachar Kacha Kedusha Nechlash Esbano V'lechein, and Nichol Nekor Bechines Ksiva. Therefore, because our Dibur is so weak and so fleeting, we don't have the right to say Hashem the way it's written, the way it's engraved. Do you understand the difference between being engraved and not being engraved? In the Beis HaMikdash, the name of Hashem that's written is a much stronger name than the one that's not written. Because something that's written lasts. Therefore, only in the Beis HaMikdash with their Dibur, which is l'chora, a fleeting moment, only there they can use Hashem's written name. But outside, we can't use Hashem's written name because our speech is too fleeting to use the written name of Hashem as something that's lasting. V'nei b'sha'a shetzar lanu. Lanu sov l'mata b'eis shetzar mogu v'yori. We're in such a difficult time. It's 1940. We're in such a difficult time. It's in the Warsaw Ghetto already. And the nations of the world are going up and down. The malachim of the world, the angels of the nations are going up and down, meaning they're fighting. It's a world war. We're hurt. At this point in time, We need a special shmir from Hashem. Not only of Ani, but of Anochi. Ani is one level. We have to be on the level of Anochi. We have to feel that it's Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's not enough to feel Ani. The end of that parsha over there ends off with Hashem says, Anochi Imcha. It's not only Ani, I'm with you. Anochi, and that's what we have to feel right now in times of tzaras, where God seems so distant from us and everything's falling apart. We have to focus on the Anochi, the way that Hashem is written, because that's a much more lasting impression. Therefore, it first says, Ani Hashem Elokecha Avicha. Ve'achar kach Anochi Imcha. She'tishtel levo la'anochi. Ki imchav kam tzavis. She'shar kosu b'kibre v'az Anochi Imcha. Tamid. The first Ani, what?
First commandment is Anochi.
Right. It's first Ani, and the Ani should lead to Anochi. Much more lasting impression of God. Ani Hashem Elokecha. So this moment I'm saying that God's God. Okay, Motzei Shabbos comes around, Motzei Yom Kippur comes around, the week comes around, Tuesday night comes around. Already, you know, calm down about God. But that no Hashem Elokecha, that's when it's engraved in us, and it follows us wherever we go. And that's why only in the Beis Hamikdash are able to say the way that Hashem is written. So that's why it first says Ani Hashem, and then it says Anochi. So we needed the extra Shmira, because the Malach of Olam and Biyodim represents the nations of the world fighting, and then the war, and then the war. It's not enough to have a malach over us. We need the Racham HaShemayim. But not only the Racham HaShemayim of Ani Hashem, the Racham HaShemayim of eventually the Anochi Imcha, that we have to start at Ani Hashem and finish with the Anochi Hashem. Basically, Ani Anochi uses this a lot. One place that they started using. By the way, notice it again. Just that the theme of Eshkosh, he's not crying, he's not yelling about the Nazis, he's not yelling about the situation, he's not asking questions on God, he's using the pain as an opportunity to get closer from Tasha. He's taking a situation, as the famous line of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that where the chief rebbe of England came to him. This is when he was Cambridge, and he was asking when he was young. He didn't know that he was going to be chief rebbe of England at that time. And he says, so the rebbe's asking, how are the Jews in Cambridge? What are you doing for the Jews? And he was embarrassed. He says he was so embarrassed, he started making up weird sentences in England, in the British way, thinking that he would divert the rebbe's attention. He says, well, the situation that I find myself in now, and the rebbe says, stop. The situation that you find yourself in now, you don't find yourself in the situation. You place yourself in the situation. It's the same thing here. The Rebbe never, the Eish Kodesh, he never felt like, I'm finding myself in a situation. It's very hard to first question. No, place ourselves in a situation that we're going to use all this pain as even more of an intense of an intense. Even though that all the Batei Medrash are closed, and all, even though all the Kodesh are closed, and even all the Shuls are closed, I'm going to use this to reach the Anochi. Because through Tzar, that's when we have the extra Shmir of Hashem. That's a crazy way. So one more thing about Ani and Anochi and Derech HaMelech, which is the Ikar Ashkafa that he's called us, I think, Derech HaMelech. This is also Ashkafa, but it's also more of the pain of the war, rather than talking about his. In Derech HaMelech, he says in this week's parsha that Yaakov, you think he didn't really know it was the Makom HaMikdash? He goes on a whole piece that he knew it was the Makom HaMikdash. But what does he say? He says, is it possible that I passed the Shar Shemayim? The way he says, Va'anochi lo yadati. What does it mean, Va'anochi lo yadati? Not that I did, not Ani lo yadati. Anochi. But the real part of myself didn't know. I mean, I knew this was the Makom HaMikdash. It's like when you're the Kotel, you're at the holiest place in the world. Of course you're at the holiest place. But does your Anochi, the lasting part, the real part of yourself, the written part of yourself, does the Anochi know that you're in front of them? And that's what he says, Va'anochi lo yadati. But the true self of my connection to my inner being, that I didn't feel. I know, I'm at the Kotel, I'm at the holy place in the world. But Anochi lo yadati.
In the parsha of Esav and Yaakov, when he comes in for when he comes in and he's tired after I'm digging, he wants a soup. He also, something with an Anochi there that, I think Esav said, Anochi something, and that just shows.
My essence, right. Anochi is the essence.
I don't know if that was you.
I don't know exactly what you're talking about. We do have to look it up, but it sounds good. Sounds like we worth it to look up in terms of. Ani Anochi come up all the time. Yeah. It's a big yisod here. So we should always be connecting to the Anochis of ourselves, and the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and the Anochi in ourselves, the real parts of ourselves, and to cut the. to cut the things that are not really realities in life, and to cut always to connect to Anochi. And it shouldn't be, the Eish Kodesh left us a sefer to teach us that you don't have to be in pain, you don't have to be in Holocaust to feel it. We don't have to wait for a Holocaust to feel that. We have to feel that without all the pain. Our generation, the pain of our generation, that we feel, should feel so distant from God, and so much things pulling us away from God, that should be our pain, that we should be fighting back to connect to Hashem. All of our mitzvahs are open, all of our shuls are open, all of our mitzvahs are open, but our hearts are not open. Our minds are not open. Our souls are not open. We have such a lack of spiritual maturity. That should be our struggle. And through that struggle, just like through the Eish Kodesh's struggle in the Holocaust, he found godliness in a much deeper way. He found godliness in a much deeper way. Because we have to fight through so much layers of superficiality.